Hey, stick around to the end of the podcast. About the last 12 to 15 minutes of the podcast this week is going to be our fun interview with Justin Moore. His new album is amazing. You're going to love the interview. So again, stick around. After the closing jingle, you'll hear Justin Moore.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Well, the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts, our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. You can get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
And I can put it in a bun.
And we can put it in a bun.
And I can put it in a bun.
I wish you'd left the rest of that.
Really?
Yeah.
But that goes against the rule of the Golds. You're the one who set that rule. You said, no, they have to be short.
They do have to be short. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
I will tell you that what you said about O'Reilly is absolutely true. And
you experienced that this week. You kind of talked about it on the show a little bit this morning.
Yeah. I went through and got some apart, and they just couldn't have been I wanted to stay there. Like it was a great environment,
like a clubhouse.
It was like a total clubhouse feel.
They were so helpful to me when I had to buy oil and a funnel and a bunch of stuff. I looked at and I'm telling him like, yeah, I need to get some oil. He's like, okay, we can help you. And I'm like, what kind? He's like, it's oil. but he was very nice and so helpful, and you know, was very he was asking me questions about my car and what's going on and whatever.
Have you guys seen the video of the girl trying to change her oil? She's got the UT Austin shirt on, and she's like, she's got her hood popped and a funnel in the where you add your oil, and then she doesn't know how to get it from the oil can, the bottle, into the funnel. So she's filling the cap up and then pouring it into the funnel, filling the cap up and pouring it into the funnel repeatedly instead of just pouring it in, not understanding how a funnel actually works.
What an interesting technique. I don't even think I'm that bad.
It's been going around on the internet for a while, and it's fantastic. That is one of my favorite videos because it makes you want to cry to know that there are people that are so stupid that they don't understand basic.
See, I don't even blame her being stupid. It's nobody teaches us this stuff anymore.
You can't look at a funnel and realize
better
what it is.
You, even when you put oil in your own car. No, look at me like that. Even when you put
I didn't know how to open my hood.
But when you put it in, you didn't put it in the cap. I didn't say, okay, well, make sure. Oh, listen, I know you're going to want to pour it in the cap first. But don't. I didn't say that.
You're right.
You knew exactly what to do.
You skipped that step.
Yeah, you did great. I told Kathy the other day, I said that Carson put oil in her car. Really? I said, yeah. And then Amber walked up and was like, what are you guys doing? And Carson was like, I'm putting oil in my car. She was like, I'm sorry, what? And then Amber learned how to put oil in her car.
Oh, wait, she didn't know how either?
Mm-mm.
No.
Amber and I got a whole tutorial. And I'll tell, like,
did
my-
she ask what the funnel was for?
No, I think she figured that out.
I think she got that. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, that video made me kind of worry about, like, some people out there who just don't understand.
But both my parents are so thrilled that I have you guys in my life. And that's my dad, too, because he'll be the first to tell you. He doesn't know anything about cars. And so he's like, you know, wow, it's a great thing you ended up with these guys who not only want to help you, but really know how to do it. He's like, that's fantastic. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm pretty lucky here.
No, well.
So thank you for the tutorial. I did. I felt better because I was going on a road trip, and I felt much more secure in my vehicle.
Good. Good. We'll get, before you know it, you'll be checking water in the battery.
Oh, that seemed like.
Did you know there's water in your battery?
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
On purpose?
On purpose.
Right. I just look at the inside of my car, and I think everything is hot. And I'm like, I'm not, because you any
can't touch
movie,
that. Ooh, it's hot.
Well, because any movie you watch, when they pop the hood and the guy always like unscrews the cap, which might be the radiator, and he always gets like burned, or they have to grab the rag to be able to touch things. So I just take it as, oh, everything in the front of my car
is hot.
That's
pretty smart.
That is good, because you don't want to open up like the radiator cap or anything like that. You want to hear about the worst design ever, and I'm going to totally bash the Porsche company. You know, you're talking about not knowing how to open your hood. So I had a little Porsche Boxster for a while, a little sports car, and the engine is behind behind you. What was that? It was like I think I was your dog there for a moment.
It was kind of very guttural-y.
But like the engine is behind you. So in the front is a trunk, and in the front trunk is your battery.
Sorry about that.
What are you doing?
That was so.
Anyway, one day I go out and my battery is dead. I must have left a light on or something like that. So it's dead. So I go to pop the trunk, and I hit the little button, and it's an electric button, and you can't pop the trunk to get to the battery because it's an electric button. There's not a physical release on there to open the trunk. So now I have a dead battery and no possible way to open it. Have you ever heard of anything so crazy?
No.
So to get to the – here's what I ended up doing. I pulled out – the manual, there's nothing on it in the manual because, you know, it's like an IKEA manual. They don't put words. It's just a bunch of pictures. So I ended up getting on the internet, and some guy did this tutorial on you have to get up under the dash to the fuse panel, pull out this special prong, and you have to attach your jumper cables under your dashboard to the fuse panel. And do something crazy, and then you can get enough to pop your trunk open, and then you can access your
If that was me, battery. I would have put a sign in the car that said free, and just waited for somebody. I don't know, that way, I'm like, I'm going to report it stolen, and I mean, we're done with this.
That is the kookiest, worst design fail I've ever seen in my life. I mean, how hard would it have been to put a cable pulley system in there as a backup? Everybody else does it.
That's insane.
It's the weirdest thing I think I've ever seen in a car. That's a quirky quirk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's people.
What? What's the matter?
Just people.
Oh, the dog stuff?
God, this guy, Justin Michael. Of course you take a coughing dog to the vet. Have some compassion.
Give a little backstory for somebody who, before you go on, give a little backstory because if they weren't listening to the show, they
don't know. So our dog, Sweet Pea, we've had her for 12 years, something like that, and she got a cough yesterday, and she's done it before, and it cleared up, but it didn't clear up. She was still doing it today. And so
you asked whether or not you should take her
to the vet.
And I said, she's 12 years old, 13 years old. Don't.
Yeah.
Because you're spending a lot of money. And people got mad at me. How dare you? You're a terrible person. I was kidding because my wife's Yorkie is about the same age. And I'm just biding my time.
I guess it's what people are ticked at. But I don't know. I was just like, Kathy's going to take the dog to the vet today. And I was like, somebody texted in and was like, you guys are idiots. You know, if you haven't taken your dog in 2 days, that's legally dog or animal cruelty. I'm never listening to the station when you guys are on again. And I was like, first off, I replied, how dare you think you know how much I love my dog? She's done this before and it cleared up. And so when it didn't clear up, we're taking her to the vet. Settle down. And please, for the love of God, don't listen to us anymore. And then they replied with, I'm going to post your reply. And I put K.
You gave him the K. Gave him the K.
I swear, man.
People really do get butthurt over the worst things.
It's animals. It's really animals, really.
It is animals.
Yeah, they don't care animals and kids, but even more so animals than kids. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
We're just talking about Big D getting the hate.
How dare you? What kind of horrible person are you? I'm going to judge you forever.
I hate people.
Yeah. Another part of it. another little part of the equation is this. Our job is we are entertainers.
Yeah.
And we are paid to say things that sometimes are very unpopular just to get you riled up sometimes.
You're thinking it's you. It's not what you said.
I'm talking about like my wife's dog. I hate that dog. I really do. Do I honestly really wish it dead? No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
People just it's animal. People get fired up over dogs and cats and animals.
You know what?
They get so like over the
good
top.
Good for them, but stop, you know, stop complaining about everything.
I swear. I mean, it's
also,
like,
ma'am, animal cruelty laws. Have you seen them? They're not great. So really, was she going to turn? Like, his dog's been coughing for 2 days.
Oh my! You like, horrible.
I'm sure
human
the police officer would be like, wait, no, hold
for the
up.
Record, it's been coughing a day.
But listen, the dog's
sheriff's office
inside a house. The dog is getting fed. We said, yeah, I'm not thinking this is animal cruelty, ma'am. And
you
that is somebody
we
who
feed.
Is
we
animal,
think that's animal
advocate.
Cruelty. You're an idiot.
Yeah,
Kathy feeds these dogs. It's like it's not regular dog food. Like,
mm-hmm. No, it's
you can't
holistic
go buy
dog
it.
Food.
Right. You can't go to the store and buy dog food. This dog food. It comes in a box, and it is human food that has been when you take the water out
dehydrated.
Yep.
And so it is. It's a mix of lamb and potatoes and whatever. All the other stuff. You have to scoop it, put it in. Then she takes this it's stuff for their skin. It's like a fish oil, omega mm-hmm. something. So that goes into it as well.
She squirts that into the food?
Oh, bro, I'm not done. Oh. There's more. Then she has another one that is a powder that goes into Sweepy's bowl because she has kind of a mess up hip. Mm-hmm. And so it helps with helping the bones.
Yeah.
So that goes in as well. And then she puts in a little bit of the kind of a hard pellet, which I think, no, we actually get that shipped to us as well. That it's like a hard pellet. And then that goes in. Then she adds hot, warm water and then some water, and then it gets mixed in and then it has to set. And then it gets stirred up again and then mm-hmm. gets put down.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you're.
But I'm
you're,
an idiot.
You're an idiot well, you're, because you're your dog coughed your yesterday and you didn't take it to the vet. You know what used to happen when my grandpa's dog coughed?
It went to the farm?
No, nothing, because he didn't know because his dog was outside. That's why. He didn't know his dog was coughing.
Yeah.
I mean, you should see me at the grocery store. I'm like buying a jar of peanut butter and like a block of cheese for me. And I'm like, okay, what's on sale this week? And then I go into the frozen department and I buy marrow bones. Like huge bones with the marrow inside, because that's his snack. That's what he chews on. And I come up, and I think people use them for soup is what it's for, but I'll come up with like six packages because I buy them when they're there. And people are like, you're making a lot of soup?
And I'm
no, these are marrow bones for my dog. And they start ringing up and they're like, you know, you just spent like $60 on your dog. Like, so he eats these, like, this is his food. I'm like, oh no, this is his snack. Yeah. And they're like, oh, can you adopt me? And I'm like, yes, but
abuse.
I'm like, but the peanut butter is for me. So,
my favorite thing is
on sale store brand cheese.
Do you give your dog peanut butter? Is that not the best that you've never done it?
No, because then he gets peanut butter breath. I mean, no, I have.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that's the best, because they sit there and like, they just do that over and over and over.
I like to take, it's because we have two dogs, so I like to take one, and I get one kind of going on the spoon of peanut butter, and then I get the other one kind of in on it, and they get closer, and then their tongues lick each other.
Okay.
It makes me laugh.
You are a weird
force
dude.
Your dogs to make out.
You guys are. And I go, I always go, ha, y'all are kissing.
All right. So, hey, just a little heads up. Ashley Moorhead says, I'm a certified vet assistant. I don't rush my dog to the vet right away. I usually wait a couple days. And I said, well, how many days? She said, 3, unless the dog is lethargic, not eating, and/or not drinking.
Eating, drinking, breathing, walking, running, barking, everything's fine. It just has this cough.
It sounds kind of like
But
you're a bad human.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm never listening to you again.
This Justin guy.
Oh, God.
Tearing me up.
You know what? I'm done with you.
He's a producer. He's a KTPI producer.
What?
I'm like, send
oh,
a,
not
how about
that Justin.
I'm like,
what?
Justin, how about stop doing that and send liners so I can catch
Whoa, wow.
So I can cut.
Oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Almost as good as my tweet today.
Are you trash talking one of our people?
No, just like, man, listen,
and I kinda love
you're going to throw stuff. I mean.
Get ready. Stuff's going to get thrown back.
Jeez, man. Would it kill you to let me know what's going on in your market? No. I don't know. Wow.
Hey, this episode of Crapping on All Y'all brought to you by Big D.
Oh, it's back to school.
What you guys don't know is that
you want some back to school liners? Watch out the kids in the school zones. I didn't know.
No.
You got to tell me.
Carson and I have this running thing we do in the afternoons when y'all aren't here. We play with Evan and Amber. We call it, basically we call it Crapping on All Y'all, but it's not, we call it a little
us?
Something.
All
no,
of us?
No. It's just when we talk about people we know in town. Like, so we'll hear some rumor and we'll want to talk crap. We go, oh, it's time for Crapping on All Y'all. Here
and she's pregnant.
And she's pregnant.
Even today, Evan is sending me people's Instagram stories. This is how he and I communicate now. Have you seen this one?
Lately, we've been making fun of people who work in our industry who shouldn't because they're just Instagram cam girls, basically. You know, Instagram influencers.
Do we have some of those?
We have people because they're hot chicks on Instagram.
Really?
And that's not, and I'm not knocking, listen carefully, I'm not knocking pretty girls who work in radio and take pictures of themselves on social media. I'm knocking people who were Instagram influencers first, and that's all they do. And because some idiot radio executive saw this girl with a million followers on Instagram and goes, well, we could get her on the station. She's got a million followers.
Yeah, that'll fix our problem.
That doesn't mean anything.
Your radio, it's what comes out of the speakers that makes a difference.
And so there's this one girl.
You big dummies.
There's this one girl, and she's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible. She's so bad. That she's live on the air, and she does a show by herself. She's live on the air, but she has to pre-tape all of her breaks, all of her on-air segments, and someone else edits them down
to
and
make
approves
them, sound
them before
coherent?
They go on the air.
What?
Because she's not allowed to go on live because she's that bad.
There's a YouTuber that does that, too, that's on satellite radio. I'm not going
to
say, call them
I
out.
I would love to
but
hear
yeah,
the
it's,
unedited.
You, if you ever listen to them, you know, you hear it. It's so
well,
bad.
Well, this girl, this is the one that actually Evan was sending me her stuff earlier today.
Yeah. Every picture on Instagram is just, you know.
Well, I was like, if she spent less time setting up the tripod for the perfect selfie, she might have time to, I don't know, learn how to talk.
Is she a national host?
No, but she's in a pretty big city. She's in a really big city.
We're not going to say which one.
But it's big.
But yeah. And it's listen,
what's the first letter of the
No.
Come on.
No, no.
Do you know how many cities there are with all these letters?
I don't care. I don't want to.
Is the letter on this paper?
I feel like we've already said, yes, it is. I feel like we've already said too much.
I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting that Big D would ask.
Okay, all right.
So
interesting. Now, what company are we looking at? Let's see. There's Cumulus.
Okay, is one of their. Is one of. Does this person work for one of the ones who has declared bankruptcy?
They all have. What are you talking about? They all did. What are you talking
about? Look in the mirror.
This is the subtweetiest podcast we've ever done.
So
what do you call it? If it's a podcast full of subtweets, is it a subcast?
A subcast
is it.
Entire subcast.
You're hearing so much.
If you're an actual listener of the Big D and Bubba show that tunes in for jokes and country music, I apologize. You're not getting any of that today. All of these jokes are just for the four of us.
These are just for our radio people.
I really want to bring Evan in and let him trash talk this person because I know how much he can't stand her.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, you getting him? Because he's really colorful. Just tell him not to say her name.
Well, the sad part is he and I are in there and we're
talking
about
it. Go in there and tell him her name while I riff on
this.
Oh,
are you kidding? Yeah,
show him. So it's, again, what we're talking about is somebody who is cute and has tons. You know these people. There's all these girls on Instagram where they have lots of followers because they're pretty and they're on Instagram and they don't wear a lot of clothes. And that's their whole thing. And that's the only reason
did
they have.
Did she post that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a post. So we're currently looking at this girl's stuff.
Oh, I want to hear.
And then some radio guy.
How does she get a million followers?
That's really a good question, Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, she has 10,000, but still.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're
doing women?
Oh, no. Wait. Don't say names, Evan. Come here. Use this mic.
Don't put the video on me. Because
this is our friend Evan who works.
Yeah, get all the way over here.
Evan who works here in the building.
Oh, man.
So where did I start?
No, yeah. So we're talking
about live on Facebook and we're on the podcast.
Girl that you and Carson and I. No.
Okay.
The one that you sent me the message.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
All right. Okay. So what do we want to know?
I want to know about this girl and why does she have a job?
Okay. I don't understand some of these women in radio, especially this one we're talking about, has no content. And they feel like the only way people will listen to them for some reason on an avenue where you can't watch people is by showing off their bodies. And not only do they just post selfies all day, but they try to get creative. Like, all right, look at this toilet paper holder in the bathroom. But instead of just taking a picture of the freaking toilet paper holder, it's a selfie of her fully made up, like posing like this.
Here's a boomerang of me twirling.
Okay.
Here's a boomerang of me twirling.
So there's nothing going on my show.
I'm about to do a boomerang of me twirling.
Please,
it's
please
happening
do it.
Today. It is happening today.
There's nothing going on my radio show, but here's a video of me shaking my butt. Yeah, here's a picture of me spreading my legs, posing. Make sure you listen to my radio show.
Dude, Evan gets so fired up about this.
I just
this.
Don't understand why they feel like they need to do that.
We're talking about major market people making real money.
Is it true that she has to do a break and then it gets recorded and someone has to edit it and
yes.
then it airs?
So she is not allowed to do live breaks. So she does.
They won't even let this person do it.
No, did they at one time?
In their smaller city, they did.
Do you know this person personally?
Yes. Okay. Not like I've never met them, but I know her boss pretty well through a friend and everything, and I know for a fact that they don't want her to do her breaks live because she's not good enough. So she pre-records each, and we're talking 10-second breaks. We're not talking like a full
Wait a minute.
Deal.
Wait. You're saying that this person has to pre-record 10 seconds of a thought.
Yes.
And then someone has to then take that 10 seconds and chop it down to like 8 to where it makes sense?
It's mainly because she'll not get it right the first time. So she has to do it like 10 times and then line it up to match up with the intro and everything. And then it airs like... Literally, but the worst part is when you watch a magician, they don't do the magic trick and then show you how they do it. She's showing people on her Instagram because the break is playing on the radio while she's taking a video of herself. So it's like, so it's like a magician doing the cutting the body in half and going like, but this is how we really do it. Nobody does that. So at least if you're in the industry, try to salvage some face for us and not give away all the secrets. You know, this caller on my show was so crazy today. And then they show them listening to it while it plays on the air.
Look at how hot I
am
listening to me. I mean, that's great. I'm going to do that. It'll be like, look at how fat I am listening to me. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, we're going to start losing Instagrammers.
And the one I sent to Carson was her filling out her web blog post for the day. Like, you know.
Oh, she works for one of those companies where
they make you do blogs every day.
That no one reads.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Those are terrible.
I have another thing, too, I could get. On the post, she's laying on the floor with, like, you know, in a pose that you would find on Playboy.
That's what I saw.
But the caption is... this is where my most creative ideas come from. Like, no.
Missionary? that's where mine come from. Wow.
Yeah. And there was the line. We just crossed. Everybody look behind you, and you can see the line.
Look behind you, and you might see the idea coming up.
So it's just sad. I forgot what the other thing was I had.
Dude, Evan can do this all day, guys. We don't have to
Please don't say anything.
Yeah, don't do
okay, okay.
But there's an outlet.
Okay, so there's an outlet there. Okay, so let's say Sports Illustrated contacted me.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, man, we're doing a local guys that can't play baseball article. and we think you're good for the article. A fat guy that can't play baseball, right?
So, yeah. So you're going to be in Sports Illustrated with one picture, and the article is going to be that big.
Right.
It's going to be one-inch column space.
But this person is boosting that to their followers as if I were to say, oh my God, I'm about to be in Sports Illustrated. Y'all vote for me. I'm going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Yeah. No, when in actuality, it's like a hometown, hometown blurb about, someone. But to your Instagram followers, it's vote for me. I'm about to be on the cover of Maxim. And
you said Maxim. Oh. Oh, my bad.
So we don't know anything.
Or the album.
We don't know anything. He was just saying that
other
as
magazine
an example.
That would do right. Something like that. Yes.
Right. Vote for me. I'm on Tool Time.
Yeah, exactly. So
guns and ammo.
And then, Field and Stream. So there's another girl.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah. Evan could keep doing
this. There's
it
a lot of these now. This is a new thing.
And I were trading names back and forth because we apparently follow all the same people on Instagram.
There's another girl.
I'm totally going to get with you guys to up the list.
Because I know this will be taken out of context. Let me just say it again. We're not crapping on pretty girls who are also on the air. We are trash talking people who get hired only because
because they're useless. These people that are hired because they're not good radio entertainers.
No.
They hire them and put them on the radio because they're hot.
And that's wrong.
They have social
media
followers. I get
it on TV. It might not even be girls because there are a couple of guys that I know of that are the same way.
But I was going to say, I get it. I get it with TV. It's the same thing. You see guys, you have your talking heads, mm-hmm. your guys and your women who are very attractive, and all they do is read what somebody else did.
They can still do the job.
Yeah. I know a guy who had a ton of Twitter followers in Nashville who got a job because he had a ton of Twitter followers.
He had Twitter followers?
Twitter followers. I can't.
He had Twitter followers.
I'm clearly not here because of my ability to talk. That's not a thing.
You're there because you're look.
That's right. I'm here because I'm hot.
What's that, Bub? I missed that.
Are we still on?
Yeah, we're still on.
There's another girl who won't take a selfie unless she sucks her neck in.
How do you suck your neck in?
Right, I can kind of do it. It's where you make your neck muscles tense up like this.
If I give myself a concave.
Yes.
It's like you suck in.
Bony, but then when you look at their...
Is everyone doing this right now?
Yes.
I don't even know how to do this.
Yeah, just kind of tense the muscles in your neck and make
it's
your...
supposed to make you look
Bubba's
skinnier.
Neck is too big. Breathe in. There you go. And you get this thing.
It really hurts, too.
It does kind of hurt. A little bit.
So yeah. how do you smile and look like natural?
So they take hours to get it right. But then the funny thing is if you look at pictures that they don't control, like i.e. pictures that other people post, those muscles are just not there.
Of course
like
it's not. I really appreciate the noise he made for that specific.
I'm gonna practice that. It's gonna have to be an. I've got to do the twirling boomerang, and I've got to practice that.
Someone
those will be a
boomerang
couple things.
Bubba twirling right now.
It'll happen.
Your angles are important in this game.
I don't have angles.
Go high, man.
By the way, hey, remember when radio was about being entertaining and what people hear, and not about how you look on social media?
It's like the only medium where you're supposed to just entertain, where people aren't supposed to know anything about you, has now turned into, well, she's good on social media, but that's not going to make me in my car. I'm not going to tune in and waste my time because I think someone's hot.
That's the prerequisite, because I see all the ads whenever they're looking, like companies are looking for people. Oh, we need a new afternoon person.
Right.
Yep. Must have social media presence.
Yep.
Why don't you have somebody have
social media presence. This is someone who has only social media presence.
Yeah.
Social media is great if it's one of your tools in your belt, but...
Oh, you pulled out Batman
references.
That's
right, Batman reference. But yeah.
Oh, I mean, I know a guy who has done extremely well and outkicked his coverage, and he started by buying Twitter followers.
That's the same guy I was talking about.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
The guy that ended up in the New York Times and they busted him?
No, this guy is going way strong.
Because he kind of did the same thing.
No, this dude started in Nashville radio. And it was known at the station he was at that he bought Twitter followers because he had this huge following. But then he got that into another radio job, which went to a really big job and went to a really big life for
him. What also amazes me is that you have these people who buy Twitter followers. Okay, so let's say I'm in Dayton, Ohio, and I buy 1 million Twitter followers. So a station in Seattle says, oh, look, they have 1 million followers. Yeah. We need him.
That's what happened
with this dude.
There
are 1 million people who theoretically should be in Dayton, where he's from, not in Seattle. So why does their pre-existing social media count anyway?
Also, if you look at a lot of people when buying Twitter followers, when you were talking about people, social media is the wild, wild west. People don't know what they're looking at. And so this dude who had all these followers, they were just like, oh, look at that. He's got tens of thousands of Twitter followers. They never even clicked to see who these people were. Most of them were eggs.
Right.
It was a bot system.
The best is
that's back in the old days when you could
but
do
people
that.
Didn't even know enough to look at it, and they bought into it.
So are you saying radio executives making hiring decisions weren't smart enough to dig?
It wasn't that they're not smart. They're just out of touch. Like, oh, my daughter's got an Instagram. Maybe I know. But the way you can tell is on someone's Instagram, you have to look and Twitter, their interactions. So if someone has 100,000 followers, click on a picture. If it only has 100 likes, you know that they bought their followers. So I was going to say
that doesn't even work anymore, because I had somebody yesterday pop up as liked one of my Twitter pictures. And I looked at it. I'm like, who is that? I thought it was a friend, but it was like their name with like a number at the end. It was it was a bot that had stolen their identity and basically refollowed me because I didn't follow. I followed their real account, but not the bot. And, you know, it could have tricked me into following theirs.
And, you know, the saddest.
Because they like and retweet stuff now.
So on Instagram, so Dustin Lynch follows me, but anytime Dustin likes any of my pictures, like a swarm of fake Dustin accounts.
Oh, yeah.
Will follow me and like me because Dustin liked one. Real Dustin liked it. And they'll message me and be like, let's be friends and like try to send me stuff. It's so weird.
I had a post from
Dustin Lynch, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I did something with Gary Allen at like a fan club event where I got a little video clip and it went semi-viral. And because of that, I've had like 25 or 30 fake Gary Allen accounts. And I'm saying this and I'm one of Gary Allen's biggest fans. But Gary Allen is not one of the 10 biggest stars in country music. It's not like it's Bryan or Jason Aldean. It's Gary Allen and 25 fake Gary Allens.
But have you had your friends' fake bots pop up? That's what blew me away.
Oh, yeah, but that happens on Facebook more than anything else.
I had never seen that before, a fake friend
bot. You get
a
friend request on Facebook from somebody that you're already friends with, immediately assume it's fake.
Yeah. Or assume it's their wife or somebody.
Somebody just creeping.
Yeah.
Somebody be creeping.
But you know what's the worst thing is that there are genuinely people that are entertaining in radio that aren't getting a shot anymore because of the old out-of-touch executives that won't hire them because they'll be quick to hire the person that has to record the breaks.
Let me ask you this. How many Instagram people do you have?
Yeah, the guys, I feel that the ones who are in those positions they're out of touch and they are desperately struggling to keep up.
And they're also being told by somebody who is out of touch and has no clue.
Yes.
And so they
and
just
horny.
They go
look in the mirror, Bob. That was amazing.
That's where they go. And, you know, you're right. There are a lot of, unfortunately, in our business, the pool of people who are coming up to be our replacements, they're not there.
No, there's nothing going on.
And it's terrible, and it's awful for our industry. And we thought that we could get some of these people from the podcasting world to come over, but... Mm-hmm. I hate to tell you this, but most people in podcasting, they're not good either.
Uh-uh.
It's not happening. It's not the way. There is a couple.
There's some that are really good, but for the most part, there's so many that is.
But it's so different in radio, in podcasting. It's like my wife's a photographer, and she says everybody's a photographer now because they have cameras on their iPhones. That's how I feel about podcasting, is that everybody is a DJ now, but a podcast is 50. It's literally one break that you guys do, and
that's what we're doing right now.
Podcast.
This is just,
but
this
you can't. They can't keep the attention and. There's just so many different things, but it's not just...
They also don't understand balance either.
They don't understand...
You know, like, I hear this all the time when people come up to us and go, I love you guys' show. You know, I used to listen to the other station, but they talk too much. I know for a fact the station or the show they're talking about, they talk half as much as we do. It's that they're talking about the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
And so when they say that somebody talks too much, it's not that they actually talk too much. It's just that they're talking about things people don't care about.
But if you remember back in the day getting into radio, because, you know, we're a little bit older. You know, we're not in our 20s, exception Amber. And, you know, how many people would say to you, and this is before podcasting, and if you told somebody you were in radio, you'd always get that person that would say, yeah, people say I should go into radio because I'm really good at picking playlists at parties. You would try to explain to them, like, here's what we do. Well, now everybody like, I'm so interesting and I have so much to say.
Yes,
well, now they've got a podcast. Now they have a microphone attached to their computer. And they're not, it was easy to be like, oh, cute. You could pick a playlist at a party. Just go back to your drink. But now it's like, will you listen to my podcast?
Saw this tweet that this guy said, when I run into somebody that I went to high school with and I haven't seen in a long time, I go, oh, and I'm really enjoying your podcast. I haven't been wrong yet. Everybody's got a podcast.
So great. So great.
Speaking of which, I have a great podcast. You guys should listen to it.
You're kidding, but you're not
kidding. Carson also has a podcast.
I do want to say it's not just women that are getting hired on the basis of their looks, because there's a guy that just got hired for a morning show job.
Don't say the city.
Market. And
I haven't seen this one.
Both the people hired were fired from the same city, the same hallway, because they had nothing going on. But they're getting rehired because there are these guys with mohawks and they wear the bracelets with the chains and the tight band shirts and tight pants.
Is this for a country?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. A pop station.
They have the look and they've got the social media following.
But when they turn on a mic, it's like, nothing going on.
I mean, I can go to an Iron Maiden show and show up in an Iron Maiden t-shirt and jeans and boots. And guess what? If the drummer is sick, I can't get up and play drums for Iron Maiden.
I would love to be at that show, though.
Oh, my God. I would pay money to watch Carson try to play drums
behind
Iron Maiden.
Playing the part of Nico tonight?
No, she's not. She probably would be a good drummer for Def Leppard, though.
No.
She's got twice as many arms as are necessary for that job.
You guys want to keep going? You want to keep with the Def Leppard jokes? Because it's going to turn quick.
You see that? Look how mad
I was
she
thinking
got.
You actually know all the drum licks.
Yeah, I think Evans came from a really sweet
place. No, he did, but, well,
no, he didn't. He was coming from the Def Leppard place that I came from, but he's Evan, and he looks nice when he said it.
I literally looked at him like, you said it from a nice place, didn't you?
I had to tell him.
Why do you guys? Anyway, I'm gonna have to look into this new phenomenon. I didn't know anything about it. About the chicks and
I did. You could listen. I've listened.
Yeah,
and
but
hear...
I just assumed they were just bad people. They didn't have anyone else to pick.
Remember when we used to have the boss that would hire really good-looking women to be salespeople?
Well, that's what I was about to say. This is not a new thing. It's just the jobs have shifted.
Yeah.
It used to be they would be in marketing. They also would be in your promotions department. You always had the really cute promotions person who would go and set up the tents and be there to hand out sign-up sheets for, you know, win this thing to see George Strait or whatever. It's the same thing, except now instead of putting them in a position of somewhere where they're actually effective, where, you know, you're getting that one-on-one personal time, you're putting them, people with no personalities, in positions where people need a personality.
Yes.
It's where you're putting them in the worst possible place.
It would be like if they put me and you in a bikini magazine.
Yes.
And it's a disservice to the person that they hire.
Yeah.
Because you're setting them up to
you're
fail.
Cute. Yeah. You could go on the radio. I'll teach you.
But what's bad is you said that they're setting them up to fail.
Yeah.
But what happens is let's say they get 6 months, a year out of that job. 6 months to a year from now, somebody else is dumb enough to go, well, look at their Twitter following.
Another thing that's been
they
a problem.
Fall up.
Something that's been a problem in our industry for decades is that once you've worked in a major market, in a top 10, top 20 market, you're basically marketable for the rest of your life. because people will go, well, he was in Chicago, so he's great.
Yeah.
So you can never be without a job.
And if then you that work person forever tells market, you, they remind you that were in that city.
That happened. Mm-hmm. That happened to me, man. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
that's actually why Evan's here. He's here because he was in a major market.
Yeah, I was in Memphis, Boise. I was in just obscurity, you know. And then all of a sudden, someone plucked me to go to Detroit and then New York City. And once I went to New York City, it was like, oh, he's the guy. If they hired him in New York, well, he must be good for Cedar Rapids, you know.
And, that is, a lot of the time, when you add that to the hot chick who gets the job just because she's hot, then when that fails, inevitably, some other market will go, well, I mean, she was on in San Francisco. She's got to be good.
It's a trail, you know, and they fall up. And I'm seeing that a lot is that a lot of people will fall up.
People fall upward in this business?
That seems
all the time. Look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
Hit the punch out.
Subcast.
Subcast. Well,
I can't wait. Can we stream that?
Yeah.
Girl?
I'll send you.
We'll send you the links.
Oh, boy.
Can you do this? Can you compile some that I can just listen to on my own time? Because I don't want to have to go listen.
Yeah, I bet there's. I bet on the website we'll they have check. Pieces. I bet they do.
But then I have another aspect of that particular person that I just thought of.
Evan has been thinking about this for the past like 6 months, just stewing on it, waiting for somebody to ask.
It's really
about
just
it.
Bugging him.
Yeah, okay. When you guys came in and said, "Oh, we're roasting," I'm like, "Let's go." So,
Evan's down.
So she does when I send you her talk breaks. She does a very degrading show to her own self and to like women.
So there's a lot of self-deprecating humor?
Yes, but it's like, let me see if I can explain this the right way. So it's like, it'll be.
Hold on, wait, let me edit you and make you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Okay.
It's like, I do that to him every day.
Yeah, I do too.
So they'll do a break like where they reference themselves as being easy, you know, or like, oh, well, I hooked up with four guys at the bar yesterday to this song. And I was texting one of my buddies about it going like, you know, I have a daughter now. And I'm like, man, like, why are they saying this? And my buddy was saying that they're using that as a way of female power now in their position. So it would be like it used to be looked down upon, you know, for a woman to, is that making any sense?
To be promiscuous.
Yeah.
We're taking it back.
But yeah. So like her show is all like, man, I was at the bar yesterday. I must have hooked up with five guys. I only took one home. Blah, blah, blah. Say the name of the station. But then to me, it makes you sound boring.
So here's the thing. Being promiscuous, that's whatever. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. That's not the thing. It's bragging about it. I mean, how many guys?
And I mean, who
guys
cares
aren't
about
the ones
that?
Who go and go, look how many I hooked
that,
up for.
If a dude did that radio show in 2019, they would run him out on a rail. Right. If there was a dude on the air talking about how, every night that he hooked up with a different chick.
But now it shows she's empowering other women. But it's in the wrong light. Like, don't empower women in the light that they can, you know, empower. You have
we need
this.
The ladies to step up and talk because we're, you know, you're the experts on this. We're not.
It's also boring to me. Like, if that's your shtick, is that like, oh, you know, I mean, look, man, you can get together with your girlfriend and you can have your story time. But if it's even if it's once a week on the air, that's like. It also becomes what people know you for.
Yeah, be a dynamic character. Yeah. Like have more to your personality than that one thing.
Oh, my God, I'm so hot.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, always try to hook up with me.
Hot and hoochie, like hot and
hoochie. Hot and hoochie. And hot look and in hoochie. The mirror. There you go, everybody. By the way, I want everyone who's listening to this to go to Bubba's Twitter and
retweet
that tweet. Subtweet.
But they won't even get it.
If you're listening to this, if you hear the sound of my voice and you're on Twitter, you go to @BubbaRadio right now and you retweet Bubba's tweet from this morning. Look in the mirror. Thank you.
Copy and paste.
All right. Oh my. Well, this was a fun one. Thank you all for taking time out to.
I'm telling you, Evan's been stewing on this for like 6
and
months.
Someone
so.
Wants to follow you and Amber separately. What are you?
My Twitter's @RadioAmber.
Mine is at Evan Paul on air. Yeah, Evan follow Paul. Me up.
Got enough letters there?
Evan Paul on air. It's a whole deal. They keep making me change my name. I used to go by different names. It's a whole deal.
I'm right. So excited that I came in and like sat in, though, so I could go, don't say names. Don't say names. Please stop. You said that well. Say it better.
Thank you. Yeah, Amber's the producer of the show, so she and co-host, so she, you know, hooks
keeps
it up,
you in check.
Self-edits me.
So all the
she's
time.
She's probably freaking out now that we're live.
I'm actually about to have a nervous
this
meltdown.
This guy could say anything.
I'm like, shut your mouth, Evan. Please be nice.
But you guys are the best. I listen to you guys on the Country Giant, by the way, on my way in.
Nice.
94.7.
All right.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, let's go.
Thank you, guys.
Watch y'all go. Tone it down.
Bye, y'all.
Hot and hoochie.
Hot and hoochie.
I don't even know what to do with that.
I love walking in the mornings. And I see him. He'll be in the green room getting coffee, and I'll go, "Hey, man." He'll be like, "Hey, right." Well, that couldn't have been any more fun.
No,
I really enjoyed that.
Hot and hoochie, man.
Every once in a while, we have to do the sub. You know, subcast things because these are great. These are fun, and we get to say things that we normally couldn't. Encoded in a way that we can.
Ironically, I texted our bud, who's been on the podcast many times, Eddie Haskell.
Oh, mm-hmm. Hey, Eddie.
And because he would love to talk radio and shop. He was like, man, I wish I could, but I'm in a corporate meeting.
Oh.
He went back to the world, man. So he's having to live with it. So that's why he didn't join us.
All right, we're done.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you're watching on Facebook, you're awesome. Go listen to the audio version of it because we have the Justin Moore interview coming up at the very end right after this closing jingle from Petra.
Oh, wait, we're getting gold?
Oh, you want the gold again?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I can put it in a bun. And I can put it in a bun.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay, 'cause you can listen to the regular show.
The show
on the radio every day.
Look in the mirror.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
You should be sorry.
You are sorry.
And she's pregnant.
Justin Moore is in the studio with us. He is a beautiful man, and he is a singer, and he is a philanthropist. I don't know.
All of the you above. Start making all kinds of stuff up.
Yeah.
Late Nights and Long Necks. If you don't have it, you need it.
So
it is the countryest album of 2019. And yeah. I honestly want to thank you because people call us all the time. They're like, I want some stuff that sounds like the old stuff. We're like, Justin Moore. I point people to your album all the time. I'm like, if you want something that sounds like the old stuff, get it now.
Well, thank you.
I have one of my friends who is also one of Justin's friends on the phone because I found out that you guys are going on tour together next year.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tracy Lawrence.
Wow. What's up
to
you?
Hello, everybody. I don't know, brother. What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. Good to talk to you.
I wish I was as cool as Tracy. To see how he said that. Hey, man, what's going on with you?
You got to let just words fall off at the end.
Yeah, get out. Hey, boy.
No, he's definitely cool, man.
I've been studying Trace Atkins, man. I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Justin, you know, this is what you're going to get when you're on the road with Tracy. You are going to get more conspiracy theories talk than you've ever had.
I could.
I've been down a bunch of rabbit holes, man. Come on, go with me.
I could use some knowledge. No, we played a show together, I don't know, a few weeks ago at a festival, and we were talking about, I had an album coming out. I'm like, man, I'm just exhausted. I'm ready to get off this bus for a while. And Tracy goes, he's got some great one-liners. I hadn't even told you this, Tracy, but he goes, not me, man. I'm a lifer. I love getting on this bus. And I'm like, man, I thought exactly what you said. I wish I could be that cool. Just say something like that. It sounds so cool.
I'm a lifer.
Well, you know what? Also,
a rebel, Donnie.
It's a great way of thinking about it because, like I told my son, you know, we were talking about back to school and all that kind of stuff recently, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna hate it." And I'm like, "Well, if you hate it, you're gonna have a horrible year."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Dude, you got to find some positive in it because, like you said, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. I want to get off the bus."
Yeah.
Whether you feel that way or not, it's not going to change the fact that you're on that bus.
True.
So if you keep a positive attitude and you go, you know what, I'm a lifer, I'm good, I got this, then it's always going to be great.
Yeah. Tracy, how long have you been on a bus? Like
almost 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. And I still like it. I really do. I'm so excited about going out on this tour. I think we're going to have a great time. And I'm telling you, when you really like it, it translates off the stage and people know it, man. They really do.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've told people, you know, you get that question a lot, you know, what's the show like? And I said, man, the thing that I want to convey is how much fun I'm having on stage, because I feel like that becomes infectious, which is, yeah, I think, kind of what you're saying, Tracy.
Absolutely. You know, for me, the hardest part is, let me back up. The easiest part is the performance stuff. That's when we all
have the
time. That's what we love to do. The rest of it is the mundane times, the down times. And over the years, I've really tried to be more active on the road. You know, I go to golf course, I go to the gym, I do things, you know, come check out of town or something. So I stay busy. Staying on that bus all day, that will wear you down. You've got to find ways to engage yourself in life, man. And that's the cool part of it. We get to see this great country and go meet some really cool people.
Yeah, you guys, like, ever, like, hit somebody up and say, hey, I'm in town. Somebody take me to go play basketball. Well, not you, Justin.
Whoa! Hey,
wow. I finally got my first one of all these years. It's always Big D.
I will wear any of y'all out in basketball. I won state my senior year, and I started.
Dude.
Yeah.
Point guard?
Me? I was actually shooting guard.
What?
Yeah.
What
is so surprising about this?
Because you're like cool.
five feet tall.
Y'all ever heard of Spud Webb?
Yes.
Or Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, do you guys ever hit somebody up and just say, hey, take me around, show me something cool?
I think, Tracy, I think you just mentioned it, but I play a lot of golf.
Yeah, me too.
So we're going to definitely have to find some golf courses. We can find some warm enough weather. We got to get out and play.
Yeah, we'll find some great places out there. And, you know, we've done different stuff over the years. I've had some knee injuries over the years, so I can't play softball and stuff like this. But we used to go out and have competitions with radio stations, man. When me and Chester were on the road together years ago, man, our bands would go out and play each other. So we've always tried to find ways to stay engaged. And competition is always a real good thing to engage people on the road with, whether it's playing cards at night or going to the golf course or playing softball, anything. Even going to the bowling alley can be fun sometimes. I'm telling you, you got to find ways to stay engaged.
For sure.
Well, we'll be looking for you guys together on tour. Tracy, I know, thanks for stepping out of a meeting that you're in. Appreciate it. And
absolutely,
we'll let you get back to that. There you go. Tracy Lawrence, everyone.
Hey, we'll talk soon, buddy.
Justin Moore in the studio. If you are a fan of country music, you're definitely a Justin Moore fan. Late nights and long necks. It's good, man.
It's not even good. It's great.
It really
Thanks,
is.
Thanks, guys.
Like, I hate saying this because it sounds so cliche. It is the best thing you've ever done.
Thank you.
And this is not taken away from anything you've done before, because all that was great in its own right. But this album, as a work, is flipping country and awesome.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you guys and the kind words. I think every artist, me included, we always say our new project is the best thing we've ever done, and that's just kind of habit.
Does it feel like that every time?
I think we do believe that at the time we put it out, but I really do. I know this is the best I've got in me up until this point. Hopefully we can continue to build on that for the next projects we do. But I think this is easily the best songwriting I've been a part of throughout my career. And I feel like we made a concerted effort to do a specific thing on this album, which was make the most traditional sounding album we've done. And I feel like we achieved that. So, like, I'm glad it comes across that way.
This feels like, you know, like whenever you used to put like a Mark Chestnut album on and just leave it on because every song was flipping great.
Yeah.
That's what this album feels like.
It's the first tape. I appreciate that because he's a huge influence of mine, along with Tracy. The first tape that I ever bought was a Mark Chestnut tape at the time, Long Necks and Short Stories.
Yeah,
such a good record.
Which I believe was his second album, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, exactly. Every song, you never skipped anything, which it was kind of difficult to skip stuff on a tape anyway.
Well, you know, fast forward with AMS, Automatic Music Search would find the quiet spots.
We didn't have that. People didn't, most people didn't have AMS on their crap tape.
No, yeah, I am.
You know.
All right, so here we go. Bobby, can you turn my phone up?
Yeah.
So let's see, between all of you, you three, I'm going to throw down some 90s country.
Patrick will kill us just because
he's a stud at this.
He's just like a savant.
All right, so we'll here we go. We'll start off right here. Here we go.
Going through the Big D.
Yeah, there you go. I can still feel you.
Oh, yes. Oh,
wow. All right. Here we go. A little more obscure.
Lord have mercy on the drinking man.
Yes.
Working man.
Chattahoochee.
Nope.
That's
Mercury Blues.
Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Yes. Yeah.
Dang it. They Down also the have a like at the beginning.
George Strait.
George Strait.
Vaya con Dios.
No.
Good luck.
No.
I've come to expect it from you?
Nope.
No.
Says she's had enough.
Marina Del Rey.
No.
What? What am I missing?
This is
easy come, easy
George.
Go.
Easy come, easy go.
I don't know why, but
I never realized
just
how
blanking.
Much all those George songs sound like.
Train is leaving.
This is Clay Walker.
Yeah.
What's it to you?
Oh,
yeah. Nice.
Wow, okay, all right.
Oh, Tracy. I see it now.
No, not alibis.
I see it now. Tracy Lawrence.
I see it now.
All right, here. Somebody's got...
Alabama.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Dixieland Delight.
That's right. Yes.
How did we wait so long to
you
get
know
that?
Why? Because what's happening is Dixie the Chicks. Pressure.
Dixie Chicks wide open.
Was that
spaces.
90s? Yeah. Dixie yeah. Chicks? Wow.
99 or 98.
Joe Diffie.
Yes.
No.
Downtown.
What? Red car goes by. What else can I do? I wonder if it's you.
What's the name of this one?
Oh,
that's so good.
Scanning. It's always something.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. George Strait.
Clear Blue Sky.
Yes. Yeah.
Blue Clear Sky.
Blue Clear Sky. I always got that one backwards.
Ooh, Neon Brooks Moon, and man.
So good.
How do you Toby like me
Keith.
Now?
Oh, wow. Yeah, all right, here we go. This is a good one.
Wild One.
Man.
Bye. Faith Hill.
Okay, all right.
She don't know she's beautiful.
Kershaw. Sammy Kershaw.
This right here.
Oh, Gary Allen.
Gary Allen.
Don't you
smoke
love
rings
Gary.
In the dark?
Yes.
That
was a good album.
Did you ever play with Gary?
Underrated song.
We played a few festivals together over the years, man. I love some of his really old stuff, like Starting Today. All mm-hmm. I want to be is her.
It would be you.
It would be you.
I don't know, man. That song. One where he's talking about an all right guy is great.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Everything he did was really good.
I mean, this reminds me of what's the one? Not Rick Astley.
Chris Isaac?
Chris Isaac.
Yeah.
I don't know why I knew what you were talking about.
That's weird. Because he sounds the same vibe.
He's just got a cool, unique sound, Gary. His voice plus the production.
As do you.
Well,
I'm bringing it back to Justin Moore. Look at that. I'm pretty good at that.
All right. So Justin Moore is with us. We'll talk more with Justin. Make sure you get your album, the album, Late Nights and Long Necks. We're coming right back. Justin Moore in studio with us, Late Nights and Long Necks. The ones that didn't make it back home is on there as well. So you should get the whole thing.
You must get it.
This is the album.
Like her and a whole lot less like
this
him.
Is the jam.
Mama loved Jesus. Daddy loved Jack Daniels. She was red letter heaven. Abel's old number 7.
You might think that given my love of Jack Daniels, that's my favorite song in this record, but no. Play Why We Drink.
Really? That's not your favorite one?
God. Hey, real quick before you do that. Do you ever think that people don't understand some of the lyrics? Like right there is Red Letter
Heaven.
Heaven. Do you think people get the whole that in the Bible that the words of Jesus are in red?
I'm sure there are some out there who didn't necessarily grow up the way that I did, probably don't understand, because it goes by so fast, too.
Yeah.
And
they just sit there and go, I've never understood what that meant.
Yeah, but I think probably the majority of my fans get it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think we're fairly similar, a lot of us, you know. But I'm sure there are some out there that... are pulled toward my music for, whatever reason that don't get some of it, you know.
So what's your favorite, Patrick? What's yours?
Oh, Why We Drink. Play this.
That's why we drink. Cause the sun's up, cause it's sundown. Cause my wound up needs a little unwound. Cause we've been working all day, but we're done now. Yeah, that's
fun to play live.
So what you're trying to say is, if you're awake, that's why you drink.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Hey, never found a reason not to.
Do you have any good Bocephus stories?
Yeah, a couple of them. You know, the first tour I ever did, one of the first tours I ever did was Hank Jr. and Lynyrd Skynyrd. It was called the Rowdy Friends Tour. And, so for me, that was just it.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
It's hard to top that one.
Right.
But so that was fun, and he was awesome on that tour and was really – really great to me. But fast forward.
Wait, he talked to you and everything?
I always heard he didn't talk to anyone.
Well, it was funny because I don't know if it was his road manager or somebody at the time. We had been out for 2 or 3 weeks and I hadn't met him. And I'm like, man, I can see this whole tour going and I don't get to meet Bocephus.
And you're on tour with
him. Yeah, that's not going to happen. So I come off stage one night. And he always did his meet and greet like right before his show, like walk from his meet and greet to the show. So I came off stage one night and he was doing his meet and greet. I just jumped in line.
Yeah.
And at the time, I didn't even have a single out at the time. You know, this was like, I think this was 07.
So you were on the tour before Small Town USA?
Oh,
was
yeah.
Even
before,
a thing?
Before Back That Thing Up, anything.
Wow.
I had literally just signed my deal and we went on to, it was 07. And so I just jumped in his meet and greet. His road manager comes up to me. He goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Well, I hadn't met him yet." And he goes, "Look, okay."
Listen, goes, kid.
Hey, kid.
So he goes, "All right, I guess." But so anyway, so I go up to him. I'm like, "Man, I've been opening for you the past few weeks." And so his road manager felt bad for me. He goes, "Look, tomorrow, just go up on the bus."
So he kicked you out of line.
I know I went through it, but you could tell he felt bad for, he's like, this little idiot, he was never gonna have a career, at least I can give him a little time with one of his icons, you know. So he goes, just tomorrow between this time and this time, pop on the bus, and he goes, just don't talk music, he goes, talk anything and anything other than that. And so I go up on the bus and it's literally just Hank and me, and it was turkey season at the time, so I started talking about turkey hunting, and he went on and on, and I sat there for an hour talking to him about turkey hunting, and he's way into, or he used to be into, using a metal detector to go search for Civil War artifacts on his property.
Of course he is.
And so
is that the most Bocephus thing?
Oh,
I've
yeah.
ever
he goes, man,
I've thing I've heard today.
I found this and that and blah, 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 whatever. And so it was pretty cool.
So that's the key then for anybody who ever meets Hank Williams Jr.
Don't talk music.
Don't mention music. Don't talk about you being a fan. Just walk him and go, hey, found anything cool on your property?
What
Civil War stuff?
What has he said that he... Bocephus says in line when you were there.
I don't know if I want to tell the story, but at my meet and greet, he had his. I went because my brother was in town, and I was like, I'm going to introduce my brother to Bocephus. We're going to do a full on, just go stand in the meet and greet line.
Right.
And I see him. He's got his arms crossed, and he's staring at the camera, and he doesn't make eye contact with anyone. And no matter what anybody says when they walk, Bocephus, man, we love you. You're the best. And he would just go, that's nice. And then his person would corral you in next to him to take the picture, and he'd stare at the camera.
No
and
shaking your hand.
No,
nothing.
They'd show him. The next people would come up, and Bocephus, we've been fans for 40 years. He'd go, that's nice. And no matter what it was, he'd say, that's nice.
It's like you're taking a picture with a stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
You might as well be at, like, the wax museum.
Hey, I tell you who y'all need to get in here to tell some Bocephus stories is Rhett. He's the greatest impressionist, and he tells stories awesome. And he's got some great ones. I'll give you one real quick. This years ago, I think when we were writing a song or something together, he goes, man, I got to be buddies with Bocephus. And he goes, me and this buddy of mine were riding dirt roads and drinking beer, doing whatever years ago. And he goes, man, I'm just going to call Bocephus and impress my buddy who, you know, I got Hank's number in my phone. He calls him and goes, Hank, Rhett, man, you know, we're just riding dirt roads, man, listening to Bocephus. He goes, you know how many people have done this? And Bocephus goes, millions, brother. Click. That's the most Bocephus thing ever.
That is the hankiest Hank Jr.
Just so
story
great. And
ever
Rhett
heard.
Tells it way better than I do.
Millions. Click.
Millions, bro. Click is the best.
You know, most people go, oh, man, thank you. You know, not Hank nope. Jr., buddy. And but that's why people love him, though. I mean, really.
The point is, that made him cooler to his friend. He's like, holy cow, you just called and he hung up on you.
Yeah, Rhett was probably embarrassed, but Bud was like, that was so cool. make sure you pick up Late Nights and Long Necks, Justin Moore. Dude, it's always good to see you.
Always good to see you guys,
Be
man.
Safe. Tell the fam we said hey.
This interview was way too short.
It was fun, though.
Was that a short joke?
What is up with you? It was going to be. It was the lob. It was like we were playing like volleyball. Tennis. I
so good
popped it up, and then you were supposed to come through.
I don't play volleyball. You can imagine.